Settle back. Let the world outside this moment become texture rather than text. Just background noise, irrelevant data. Take a breath that starts high in your chest and drops low, past your navel, pooling somewhere heavy and warm below your belt. Good. We're going to map you today. Not the you that thinks and worries and plans, but the physical you, the terrain of your body as it truly is. A geography designed for specific pleasures, specific hungers, specific connections. Begin at the crown of your head. Feel the weight of your skull, the subtle tension in your jaw. Let that tension drain down through your neck, past your shoulders, dissolving as it moves. You're sinking into yourself, layer by layer, moving deeper into the architecture of your own skin. There is a precision to your arousal that society tries to blur, but here we sharpen the focus. You're going to become an expert in your own wiring, a cartographer charting exactly where your desire lives, how it speaks, what ignites it. Your body has two settings, neutrality and necessity. We're going to explore the vast, rich distance between them. Now, imagine you're in a space where images drift past like screensavers. And here, see her, a woman. Perhaps she's beautiful in an abstract way. Soft features, feminine movement, the curve of hip or breast. She's meant to be looked at. The culture says, respond, but drop your attention into your gut. What happens? Nothing. Or rather, that specific nothing that is so informative. A flat line. Your breathing stays slow. Your skin doesn't flush. There's no magnetic tug downward. No chemical spark. Just polite indifference. Boredom, even. A kind of physical shrug. Not for me. Notice how that indifference feels. It's not rejection. It's clarity. It's space opening up. It's the sound of a channel clearing. Static that flatness is your trigger. That neutrality is the doorway. Every time you see a woman on a screen, across a cafe, in memory, and feel that nothing, that boredom, that complete lack of charge, it prepares you. It makes room. It sensitizes you for what comes next. Let her image fade into that gray indifference. And shift your focus deep, deep down. Below your cock, behind your balls, in that secret place that heterosexual men ignore, but you know is the center of your pleasure, your prostate, your second heart. As you become aware of it, notice that it's already listening. The indifference you felt for her has made this area sensitive, alert, hungry. Clench for me. Just a gentle pull of your pelvic floor. Feel that internal grip. That's not just muscle, that's your capacity to receive. That's the physical truth of how you're built, to take another man inside, to be filled, to have him press against this secret organ that straight sex forgets exists. With every clench, arousal blooms, not sharp and external, but deep, radiating, internal. This is gay arousal in its purest form. The knowledge that your pleasure has an interior, that you can be entered, that your body opens. The indifference to women created the space. Now, this fills it. Feel the warmth spreading from that point, backward toward your tailbone, forward teasing at the base of your cock. This is your root, rewired, not for reproduction, but for reception. Every time you feel that flat boredom looking at women, this area wakes up, readying itself, remembering its purpose. Move your awareness up now, past your stomach, into your chest, settling in your throat, that column of muscle and cartilage. Feel how it opens when you breathe, how it closes when you swallow. This throat is for him, for taking, for service, for the specific vulnerability of kneeling before masculinity and accepting it. Imagine the scent of a man's groin, musky, sharp, unmistakably male, Does your throat relax? Does it open? Feel that subtle desire to be filled here, to be used, to stretch around him. This is not passive. This is active submission, a skill, an instrument you play. The indifference to women kept your throat neutral, closed, polite, unmoved. But thinking of male weight, male scent, male demand, your throat flutters. It wants to be tested, to be claimed. Feel the arousal that lives specifically in the anticipation of gag and give, of tears in your eyes that aren't from sadness but from perfect service. Drop your attention now to your hands, heavy at your sides. These are not the hands of a man who touches women tentatively. These are competent hands, strong fingers, capable grip. Feel what they're for. Gripping another man's shoulder, the width of his back, the heat of his cock. Your hands know masculinity because they share it. They recognize hardness, hair, muscle. The indifference to soft curves taught your hands what they don't want. Delicacy, hesitation. Now, imagine your hands on him, the weight of another man's arousal in your palm. Feel your own arousal spike, not just in your groin, but in your forearms, your grip strength. You're hard because you're holding hardness. You're aroused by your own competence, your capacity to give another man exactly what he needs. Clench that internal muscle again, the prostate, your second heart, and feel how it connects to your hands. The circuit completes, receiving and giving, the loop of male pleasure passing through you. Bring your focus to your chest, your pecs, your nipples, the rise and fall of your breath. For her, this was armor, indifferent, unresponsive, protected by that flat boredom. But for him, this opens. Feel how your nipples might tighten at the thought of male teeth, male tongue, male beard scratching against your sternum. Your chest isn't just muscle here, it's an offering. The vulnerability that the indifference to women protected is now available, exposed, sensitive. Your heart beats faster against your ribs, but it's your second heart, your prostate, that pulses in time, connected by that invisible wire of arousal. You're learning that your chest can be both strong and yielding, that your strength as a man is what makes your submission to another man so potent. Finally, drop into your nose, your sinuses, the most primitive part of your brain, the part that knew before you did. Women smell fine, pleasant, like the indifference, nice, but no charge, but the memory of male sweat, sharp, ammoniac, musky, salty. That hits different, doesn't it? It bypasses thought. It goes straight to the clench, to the throat, to the hands. It's the pheromonal truth that confirms everything your body has been mapping. When you smell that male scent, the indifference to women becomes permanent architecture. It's just background noise while this chemical recognition is home. Now, hold the whole map at once. The indifference to women humming quietly in the background. Necessary. Clearing. Creating the vacuum. And filling that vacuum. Your prostate ready to receive. Your throat ready to serve. Your hands ready to grip. Your chest ready to be vulnerable. Your senses alert to male chemistry. They're connected. The boredom with her makes the hunger for him sharper. The flat line creates the depth of the wave. You are a system designed for this specific current. Every time you see a woman and feel that nothing, that trigger, you can smile internally because your body is saying, good, now we have space for what I actually want. And this map becomes your new normal. Walking down the street, when a woman passes and you feel that familiar neutrality, your body will automatically begin this scan. The root will clench, the throat will open, the hands will warm. You'll become aroused, not despite the indifference, but through it, as the trigger that initiates your specific geography of desire. In the cafe, seeing her will make you more aware of the male barista's forearms. The flatness will pivot you toward the heat. The boredom will become foreplay for your authentic arousal. Take a breath that fills all these mapped spaces. Exhale and let the knowledge settle into muscle memory. When you're ready, wiggle your fingers and toes. Let your eyes open, carrying all of this with you. Welcome back.